Hey, welcome everyone. Let's see. Good morning. My name is Tatanka Bricka. I'm chair of the KPFK local station board. The date is March 9th, 2025. The time is 10:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Yeah, we'll call it Pacifica time. I call this business meeting of the KPFK local station board to order. Is there anyone requesting Spanish translation today? If so, Mr. Rodrigo Argueta has initiated a Zoom chat, and when he comes on, we'll ask him to put that in the chat and maybe to let everybody know. Okay, I want to welcome our special guests. We have Susan Young at the prerogative of the chair is serving as meeting management advisor. Susan is chair of the Pacifica National Board, has served on local station boards, and serves this meeting as management advisor for this meeting. Welcome and thank you, Susan. I also want to welcome, she isn't here yet, but Stephanie Wells, our Pacifica Executive Director to our LSB. And now our LSB elected secretary, Mr. Lee Thorpe, will please call the roll.
Yes, sir. I will now take the roll call. Rodrigo Argueta. Come back to you later. Christina Avalos.
Present.
Christina Avalos present. Thank you. Marisol Bielma.
Present.
Marisol Bielma present. Thank you. Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Tatanka Bricka present. Thank you. Rachel Brunke. Welcome back. Danelle Satena. Welcome back. Ace Estwick.
Good morning, present.
Ace Estwick present. Thank you. Ayanna Gladney. Welcome back. Jan Goodman.
I'm here, thank you.
Jan Goodman present. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Here.
Nikki Hahn present. Thank you. Ian Johnston. Welcome back. Avelia Jones.
Presente.
Avelia Jones present. Thank you. Chipasha Luchembe.
Here.
Chipasha Luchembe present. Thank you. Jack Neff.
Here.
Jack Neff present. Thank you. Brenda Martinez. Welcome back. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Nancy Naparco present. Thank you. Robert Payne.
That's not part of our.
Historica.
Robert Payne present. Thank you. Nancy Perlman.
I can't hear. This
You don't
is
have the headphones on.
Nancy Perlman. Did you call my name?
Yes, I did. Just making sure you're present.
Hello?
Yes.
You're here.
All right. Nancy Perlman present. Thank you. Milo Reason.
I'm here.
Milo Reason present. Thank you. Janine Roan. Welcome back. Oscar Ulloa. Welcome back. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Harvey Wasserman present. Thank you. Adam Woolman. Welcome back. Carlos Zavala.
Bonjour.
Carlos Zavala present. Thank you. Maggie LaPique. Welcome back. And to go over those who did not respond, Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo Argueta absent. Rachel Brunke. Rachel Brunke absent. Nanelle Zatenno. Nanelle Zatenno absent. Ariana Gladney. Ariana Gladney absent. Brenda Martinez. Brenda Martinez absent. Ian Johnston. Ian Johnston absent. Janine Roan. Janine Roan absent. Oscar Ulloa. Oscar Ulloa absent. Adam Woolman. Adam Woolman absent. Maggie LaPique. Maggie LaPique absent. And to go for the others who are non-board members, Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Stephanie Wells present. Thank you. Susan Young.
Here.
Susan Young present. Thank you. All right, Mr. Chair, we have 15 members present and 10 absent. We have quorum.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Secretary. Okay, request for excused absences. Mr. Secretary, there have been requests for excused absences.
Yes, sir. I received a request from Nanelle Sateno for an excused absence. Beyond that, I have not been notified.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to honor the request of Nanelle Sateno and excuse her absence.
Okay. Thank you. And there are no more. Are there any objections to granting Nanelle Sateno an excused absence for this meeting? Hearing no objections, let the record read that we have Nanelle Sateno, who is not with us today.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Rachel Brunke just entered the Zoom.
Okay. Have you got that, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, sir. I need a verbal confirmation of presence.
Okay.
So, Rachel Brunke, are you present?
Okay. And
yes, I am.
Okay, Rachel Brunke, present. Thank you.
Okay, and well, you may alert me when others come present so we can make their presence known if you don't pick them up, Mr. Secretary.
And if I may make a note, Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm.
I received a email from Janine Roan stating that they are in the waiting room. Could we check if all members in the waiting room have been admitted to the meeting?
Mr. Chair, there's no one in the waiting room at this time, but there, someone with a 310 number ending in 521 has their virtual hand raised, and they need to unmute themselves if they're a board member, I guess, and want to tell us that they're.
Okay, that's 310 ending in 521. Can you please unmute and identify yourself as a board member?
Is it star 6 to unmute in case they don't know?
You are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Ian.
Yes.
All right.
This is Ian. I was, that's me.
Ian Johnston present. Thank you.
Ian Johnston present. Thank you.
Yeah, I was raising my hand because I wanted to let you know that Janine said she was in the waiting room if she's not currently in the meeting. I'll lower my hand.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess you can.
I guess.
Make sure you remute yourself after you've been spoken so audio does not bleed over, if you would, Mr. Ian Johnston.
Yes, please. That's a reminder for all of us. Please stay muted because the background noise, this is a recording that is going to be used for posterity and we have to have a decent quality. So please mute yourself if you're not called on the chair to speak. Thank you. So I guess we can let those others in the waiting room. I'll leave it to make sure they are.
We have a waiting room, but it looks like Janine Roan is in the meeting with us now.
Okay. So Janine Roan is present. Is that right?
Janine Roan's present. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Noted. Okay. Well, I'm going to go on a request for timekeeper. I want to thank LSV Vice Chair Nikki Hahn for serving as timekeeper again for this meeting. Thank you, Nikki. And we have quite a full business meeting agenda with time certain at 11:45 to 12:15 for public comment from our non-LSV community listeners and a schedule of unfinished business to arrive at a 1:30 time certain closing this 3-hour business meeting. We do have time to achieve all of this business if we adhere to our Robert's Rules of Order protocol and stay on topic together. So, all right, land back acknowledgement. National Board Member, LSV member, Avalia Jones, please read that.
Landback. It is the reclamation of everything stolen from the original peoples. Sorry. Land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicines, kinship. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back.
Thank you, Avelia. Thank you very much. Love how you read that. Pacifica Foundation mission statement. Mr. Secretary Nanel Centeno is absent. Do we have another volunteer who wants to read that? Can you, and I assume we can put it up on the screen.
Sure, I'll read it.
Okay. Terrific. Go ahead, Ace. Let's see. Can you put that up on the screen? Ms. Technical Woman. Wizard of all things strange.
Tatanka, this is not my personal account, and somebody changed the settings so even I cannot do any screen sharing today.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know. We will make certain that Nanel has first opportunity to read it next week. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Secretary, please read the agenda.
Yes, sir. All right. The agenda, we have number one, opening business to take 20 minutes. Number two, management report, 20 minutes. Number three, director's report, 20 minutes. Number four, ratification of elections of delegates to PNB committees, 15 minutes. Public comment period, 30 minutes, to start at a time certain of 11:45 a.m. PDT. Number 5, unfinished business, 55 minutes. Number 6, new business, 5 minutes. Number 7, closing statement from the LSB chair, 5 minutes. Number 8, LSB member community announcements, 10 minutes. And number 9, adjourn at a time certain of 13:30 p.m. PDT, that is 1:30 p.m. PDT.
Hey, thank you. Do I hear a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved. This is Myla.
Thank you, Myla. Thank you for identifying yourself. When you do are recognized by the chair, please say your name. Do I hear a second?
I second. This is Ace Estwick.
Thank you, Ace. All right. Do I hear any objections?
Pierre, this is Janine. May I be recognized?
Okay, thank you, Janine. Is there any other objections?
No, I just want to be recognized to mention something.
We're on the approval, so you're not.
It's in regards to that, yes.
So.
It's two sentences.
Susan, can I call on you?
Trying to. Mr. Chair, you might ask if she has an amendment to the agenda.
Say that again more slowly, Susan.
Sure. Mr. Chair, you might ask whether the member is offering an amendment
agenda. Okay, are you offering an amendment? That's protocol.
I am. In the unfinished business, item B, which is the motion regarding reactivation of LSB standing committees, I've sent a few different emails regarding this. There is no reason to have a motion to reactivate a standing committee. A standing committee is already standing, and I have forwarded an email about this. I haven't really gotten a response to it. So I guess my amendment would be that that is taken off the agenda because we should just be having the standing committee meetings.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. I'd like to call the member out of order.
I don't believe that's out of order to ask for an amended agenda, so I don't know why I'm being colored
okay,
that way.
Okay, I want Susan Young to weigh in on this, please. This
is yes, you have to offer an amendment, not a concern. Are you requesting that those items be amended to delete the term standing reactivate? Are you asking that the items be removed from the agenda altogether? Please be clear about what your motion to amend is.
Well, I guess my amendment would be that instead of a motion reactivating, it would be a motion to allow the posting of the committee meetings on KPFTX.
I second
that. I'm sorry, I'm not done. Instead of the intimidating nature of the officers and the chair to anyone who tries to have
it. And the calling the member to order is well taken because you are accusing people and you are offering opinion rather than an amendment.
No, I have an intimidating email sent to, and you were CC'd on it, sent by the chair and the secretary. So I am being intimidated and also, kind of threatened that I am using resources
I've heard this. No one is.
I know you've heard it. You sent it.
Let me offer, Mr. Chair, that continuing dilatory behavior can warrant removal from the meeting, can even warrant suspension from the board.
Thank you. So heard the chair.
Mm-hmm. Chair may be recognized, please. Jacknet may be recognized, please.
This is Rodrigo too.
We're going to finish with Janine. I'm not recognizing anyone else yet. Okay. We are now at the place where we are moving forward.
Mr.
Can I call for a vote on my amendment, please?
It's been seconded. I seconded it calmly. Rachel Brunke.
Susan, will you please weigh in on this?
Yeah, the amendment was never made clear.
I'm perfectly clear.
If it is, no, it was not. If it is to not reactivate, but
to allow it to
initiate.
To allow it to meet.
To allow it rather than reactivate, allow the standing committee to meet.
Point of information. This is Myla.
Yes, go ahead, Myla. Pardon me.
I'm asking to be recognized. You just allow Myla to speak. What is this?
Yeah, I did. It's a point of information.
Well, I'm also, you know, asking for point of information and personal privilege. You know, I just want to say something, then that's it.
Okay, hold on. Back to Susan. So what you're saying is you're asking for clarification. Janine, we've been through this before. Have you put this in writing in the chat so we know what it is we're voting on?
Point of information.
I'm doing that right now. Thank you.
Janine, okay. I want your answer.
I want to be recognized. This is Rodrigo.
I'm waiting for Janine's answer. If we don't know what we're voting on.
Mr. Chair, this is the Secretary, if I may.
Secretary, go ahead.
Janine Rhodes stated that she is presently writing the motion in the chat.
Okay.
after which time I would suggest addressing the point of information made by Rodrigo Argueta and then the next member whose name I eludes me at present moment.
Myla.
Okay. Rodrigo, go ahead. And then when Mr. Secretary, please let me know when it's in the chat so we can move ahead on this.
Understood, Mr. Chair.
Okay. The chair recognizes Rodrigo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, you know, what I wanted to say is that, first of all, I want to be recognized that I'm joining the meeting. But secondly, it's I'm going to have to leave now for two reasons. You know, one reason is that I have, you know, some work to do. But the other main reason is that I do not agree with the presence of, you know, somebody else who does not belong to the LUV and was not, you know, appointed by us to be ruling the meeting. And I do feel that it's a disrespect not reading the mission. And I'm not willing to work today for this meeting because I think, you know, I've been disrespected in terms of my...
Oh.
Okay, so I hear that you're leaving the meeting. I have one question. We did ask if anybody needed Spanish translation, and I don't know if that service is today or we'll just postpone it till next week. Can you answer me on that? We didn't have any requests for it, so it's you don't need to activate it. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rodrigo. Myla, the chair recognizes Myla, and then Ian Johnson.
My question is whether arguing about the whether it would have been more appropriate to have argument about the motion when the motion comes up rather than to change the agenda. It just wasn't clear. It sounded like we were arguing about the agenda item rather than changing the agenda.
That's well taken. Thank you. Ian Johnson. Okay, Janine, Mr. Secretary, has the motion been put into the chat?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair, and I have it noted down. The amendment reads that due to the existence of the LSB Standing Committee, the body moves that the committees be allowed to be scheduled on KPFTX for the next month without any interruption or intimidation.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
We're going to now go to 2-4, 2-against, 90 seconds each, and then take a vote.
I will say that my immediate request was to take it off the agenda, and I'm being asked to put forward an amendment. That is the only reason I am doing this now instead of later. I think that it's inappropriate that we even have a vote on this as it's a standing committee. Thank you.
All right. When you interrupt to in the middle of the meeting and you don't have an alternative, it is inappropriate. We will go ahead with it if you don't want to proceed with your amended request for a vote, then we will go ahead with the meeting.
Chair, if I can respond, my original request was to take it off the agenda, and Susan Young responded in.
Pardon me, take what off the agenda, Janine?
I said item number B under unfinished business. I don't think that this resolution is called for. It's inappropriate. We already have standing committees. They do not need to be reactivated. That's the definition of a standing committee, is that it's standing.
Mr. Chair,
I recognize Susan.
Yeah, I asked for whether there was a motion to amend the agenda. The appropriate motion to amend the agenda would have been to delete that item if that's what you wanted to do. You did not put forward that motion to amend.
Well, then that's my motion to amend, is to delete item number B under 5, unfinished business. Thank you.
Okay. If you got that, Mr. Secretary. And I don't know where the sound is coming from.
May I be recognized? A point of information, the motion regarding reactivating the LSB Standing Committee.
You know what? Ian Johnson, I see your name now. You asked to be recognized. I didn't even have a chance to recognize. You're not recognized. We're taking this in order. Go ahead. Mr. Secretary, please read the amendment proposal.
The amendment to the agenda reads as follows. Due to the existence of the LSP Standing Committee, the body moves that the committees be allowed to be scheduled on KPFTX for the next month without any interruption or intimidation. And also, before I continue, Mr. Ian Johnston, please mute yourself.
I think that she took that off the agenda and simply requested that item, whatever it is, be struck from the agenda. What was that, Susan?
It's now owned by the body because she put forward this motion to amend. And so I would suggest asking, are there any objections to withdrawing this motion to amend, the one which she had, you know, a lot of language in about? Is there any objection to withdrawing that motion?
Jan Goodman.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Are there any objections to state that again, please?
Yeah. Are there any objections to permitting the motion to amend to be withdrawn?
Are there any objections to permitting the motion to amend to be withdrawn? I don't know how much time we spent on this.
Jan Goodman.
Yes. Go ahead, Jan. You're recognized.
There's a substitute. There's a motion. It's more than just having a governance committee or not having a governance committee. It's the composition of the governance committee that I would like to remain on the agenda. So
Jan?
Whether it's called reactivating or...
So do you object? Restate what we're talking about, Susan.
So, yeah, Jan, she put forward that long amendment. She's withdrawing it. And we're asking if there is any objection to withdrawing that amendment.
Oh, the amendment to the agenda.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's fine to withdraw.
I'm sorry. That's not correct.
Am I correct?
Point of information.
Correct?
It was to withdraw that and replace it with another. Is that correct? Yes.
No.
I have that right?
Well, my original request was to have an agenda without the piece of business to reactivate the standing committees because they are standing committees. They do not need to be reactivated. That is what I wanted to do. And Susan said that maybe I misunderstood what she meant.
You misunderstood.
Okay. So that I am putting forward an amended agenda that omits that item.
So Janine, let me just be clear. You already put forward a motion to amend that you now no longer support. The board has got to let go of that motion, which is your request. And so the first thing is there any objection to permitting withdrawing that motion, which you now no longer support?
Excuse me.
I support it.
I understand. We get back to that, Janine. Right now, it's withdrawing the motion you did not wish to make. We just need to clear that off. This discussion, Mr. Chair, is dilatory, and it is preventing the board from continuing with its business.
I object to using that word.
You can object. Noted, Janine. I didn't call on you, but that's noted. Go ahead. We have been through this movie before. I am going to say it is dilatory. Let's get on with our meeting.
You can
put it in writing, for the next meeting so that we have it and we don't take up an inordinate amount of time and then we never get to the business at hand.
I've emailed the chair twice about it and not gotten a response. So thank you for that advice, but it doesn't work.
I have also requested that, never mind. Go ahead. Okay.
Jen,
I am going to, that's my ruling. I want to move ahead with the agenda now.
Mr. Chairman,
I think we should vote on it. We should vote up or down Janine's motion to take it off the agenda, please.
Wait a second. Hold on. Susan, I'm appealing for
Jan, we're not at that motion yet, Jan.
And you didn't ask for my approval to speak, Jan. Go ahead.
I apologize.
Okay. So what we have done is the chair has ruled it is dilatory. We're going to move ahead. And this is not the first time it's happened. There are other things that will be in business that address this particular concern. Okay.
Point of information, Chair, and it's a short point. It's in the chat. Someone is saying something that I believe is they say that until a chair states the motion, it can be withdrawn without formal motion. So
you know what? I'm going to call on Susan, and you didn't even ask. You didn't even wait for me to recognize you.
I said point of information.
This discussion is dilatory. Please, anything that is being brought up can be addressed when the agenda item comes up and does not need to be addressed during the agenda.
I'd like to amend the agenda.
So therefore, perhaps a vote up or down about approval of the agenda.
All right. So, Mr. Secretary, please, you have read the agenda. And we've had a motion and a second. We had objections, which have been ruled as dilatory. So it has been motioned and seconded. The agenda is approved. We're going to go on to now approval of the minutes. H on your calendar. Approval of 209-25 and 112-25 draft minutes. Does anyone have any corrections to the draft minutes which you've all received?
Mr. Chair, did you not recognize me and then not
let me? I don't know who's speaking. I don't know who's. I haven't recognized anybody.
I heard you recognize me and then move on to the secretary. Mr. Chair,
who is
I wanted to object. This is Ian Johnson. Can you hear me?
Okay, so I assume that, yes, you have corrections. That's why you're responding?
I have a correction to the agenda still.
Okay.
I asked if you recognized earlier. You recognized me in the past.
Yeah. You're talking about the last thing that has been ruled dilatory. You're going back to that now. Do I hear you correct?
No. This is a different amendment to the agenda, which states that I am the submitter of a motion, which I was not the submitter of, and it improperly puts a title on the motion that's not the title that was originally there. So I wanted to correct the agenda, which was to say that the motion about Michael Moldick and local programming being stated to be properly titled. It also had an item about
I hear you, Jack.
And it also comes from Rodrigo, and it comes from Rodrigo, not from me. I had to forward it to you because it's been ignored. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay. Does anyone have any corrections to the draft minutes which you've all received?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized, please?
Go ahead, Jack.
I believe that all this discussion with the dilatory.
No, Jack, the question is, does anyone have corrections to the draft minutes? I don't want you to opine on anything now.
The correction is that the motion regarding reactivation of LSB standing committees is.
That's not the question, Jack. We are on number eight. This is not well taken. I'm sorry. This is not well taken, Jack. You're not on agenda H, approval of the draft minutes from the last 2 months. So please.
I'm still back on approval of the agenda.
I know you are. And we've already ruled on that. You don't agree with the rule of the chair. I understand. We're on the next agenda. Thank you.
There was no vote on approval of the agenda.
Mr. Secretary, we've seen this movie before. If people who have spoken up and basically go back to something we've already dealt with, please put them in the waiting room for a minute. Okay. Thank you.
I object.
I heard
point
no
of order. That's freedom of speech.
I heard. Yeah.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I may, this is the secretary.
Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
The chair has stated we have ruled on the agenda. We are moving forward to address the minutes. He is asking if there is any objections or any corrections to the minutes. If there are no objections or corrections to the minutes, then we'll move on with those and approve
them. There were no objections to that. We've taken over 5 minutes for that.
Mr. Chair, point of information. I thought that Ian Johnston wanted to correct the minutes to reflect something, and why don't we put that correction in the minutes?
I did not recognize you, Jan. I did not recognize you, okay?
Sorry.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order, and that was that we did not vote on approving the agenda. There was an objection raised.
Before I could even answer, the gentleman, I believe, was Ian Johnston, started replying. I cut off Jan. I cut off him because they're not respecting the chair, and we have a meeting to run. Thank you very much. So there's no second. So the meeting, the minutes of 2-9-25 and 1-12-25 are accepted as stand. We're now on management report, and I am pleased to introduce Stephanie Wells, Pacific Executive Director. Thank you, Stephanie. And before you proceed, I want to get a reading while I think I can see it. Yes, you have 20 minutes. Go ahead. Definitely.
Thank you. Maggie LaPique, the Interim General Manager, gave me some information to share with everyone. She said the numbers are up with the money that is coming in, but we have a long way to go. KPFK is in the process of a sponsorship partnership with Radio Bilingua, doing a series of PSAs in reference to the Los Angeles 2025 wildfires response and recovery. That will be bringing in $30,000 in sponsorship funds to KPFK. All of the spots, we worked in partnership with our compliance officer and our compliance director, John Amella, to make sure that the spots were compliant per the FCC. And so those should be running, I believe, fairly soon. They're also in the process of trying to push for 500 new monthly sustainers before the next fund drive starts. They are doing this push mostly online, but they are going to be getting a promo ASAP that will be put on the air. They have also been back in touch with Ciclovia, and will have a booth in June for the Ciclovia Historic South Central Meets Watts event, which is presented by LA Metro, and that will be on June 22nd at 9 a.m. if you would like to stop by the booth or volunteer to help with that booth. They're one of the main media sponsorships that KPFK has had for a while is CAP-UCLA. It begins their campaign or their sponsorship campaign usually begins in September and ends in early May, and that brings in $13,000 for the station. We're also starting discussions or continuing with different discussions regarding a potential move, since we know that the area in where we are in Glendale right now is small, and we want to be able to find a more permanent or at least larger area that we can move to. Maggie has been meeting with the broadcast department of LA Valley College about the chances of moving there, and then having potential partnerships with some of the students with internships. Any sort of move most likely wouldn't happen until late 2025 or 2026, but we do want to start those conversations early. The next fund drive, I believe, will be starting in late April. Maggie said there may be the possibility of having to start the week of April 21st, but I know that she will keep everyone involved with that. In February, the fund drive that lasted 24 days raised $136,479.06. Last year in February, 35 days of fundraising raised $101,033. So as we said, we're seeing just a slight uptick. I believe Maggie also presented or gave to everybody a spreadsheet that kind of broke down through Allegiance, the amount of funds that was raised and pledged. Another event that's coming up April 5th through 7th is KPFK Presents Far Out, Life On and After the Commune. It's going to be 15 film showings at 5 Lemley Theaters, and KPFK will receive a portion of those ticket sales. We want to thank Harvey Wasserman, who brought the idea to Maggie, and he is also in the film. She said possibly Harvey and a few other board members will be at the screenings when they have panel discussions with the director, Charles Light. And they've also said that it's okay, obviously, for KPFK to raise some money during those screenings with the panels, and hopefully it will be well attended. There will be more information on the KPFK website regarding this event. The little highlight as to what the movie is about, Far Out, Life On and After the Commune, traces 50 years in the lives of a group of New England writers, activists, and artists. In 1968, in the middle of a left-wing faction fight, a group of radical journalists left New York City for the country, where they became pioneers in the back-to-the-land and organic farming movement. So be listening to the station and on the website to get more information about that screening. As far as reports on the national level, this is information that was shared with the PNB at our most recent meeting. We are with the archives, the Pacifica Archives and the Legacy Project. We have processed 783 boxes, which are holding 20,000 tapes and CDs that have been processed and shipped for digitization. There were certain materials that were found within the storage facilities that were deemed high priority that had not been cataloged before, but when viewing them, we wanted to make sure that they got out and shipped for cataloging and shipped for digitization ASAP. And some of these items included Pacifica coverage of the World Trade Center New York recordings, the People's Park from 1969, the Watergate hearings, and the Iran-Contra hearings. We're now in the process of moving into the uncatalogued taped phase, so we're going into a lot of those boxes that haven't been opened in many, many years. We're giving each box an archive number, cataloging as much information as necessary that we can add to the American Archive of Public Broadcasting, who are partnering this, as we move forward to get future funding and then shipping out. One of the things that we're also working on is updating the Pacifica Radio Archives website to support licensing, ensure secure hosting of the materials, and we're in the process of transitioning to a WordPress platform for improved usability, not just now, but as we move forward. So there's an better chance of other people to be able to work with the archives and help support updating that website. The current website had not been backed up or updated or maintained since 2020. And thanks to the cleanup and the organization of the storage facilities, we've been able to successfully consolidate storage, which is allowing us to close one of the storage sites. So as we start to clean everything up, we'll be able to slowly start decreasing the amount of money that we've been spending on the 5 storage facilities that are holding the archives. Once the tapes are digitized, they will be packaged and shipped back to us for permanent storage. Also, we have filed our fiscal year with an audit and taxes update. Our fiscal year 2299-90s were filed in early February, and with the IRS and also with the state of California. We also had to file an annual registration form with the we do this every year with the California Secretary of State, and those are filed with our taxes. The deadline for filing for those was February 21st, and we filed it on the 13th. So if people go to the California Attorney General's office website, they can see it that says delinquent, but I've been in contact with the California Secretary of State for a while, and so now that we have filed things and we're not behind, we're able to move that to active. We're in the process of completing the 2023 990s. Those should be filed shortly, and then we'll move into 2024, most likely around June. Upon completing both of the 990s, then our auditing firm will officially begin the audit process for fiscal year 23 and 22. We're combining those together in order to save funds. And then we've completed all the necessary elements for the audit several months ago, but now they're just kind of putting everything together. And as I said, the audit is covering 2 years in order to reduce costs and then also expedite completion. Another thing that is happening across the network is that all of our general managers at all of our stations currently hold interim general manager status. So based upon recommendations from our FCC legal counsel firm at Foster Garvey regarding regulations for our required FCC EEO reports, we're supposed to post a job listing for a full-time hire within 6 months of appointing an interim position. So as a result, we have posted job listings for all of the station's general managers. Any interested individuals should send their resume and cover letter to hr@pacifica.org. And the job posting and the job description can be found under the jobs link at pacifica.org. That's it for me.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. That's really heartening. Uptick in fundraising and the programming and the archives. We have time for questions now. Timekeeper, Nikki?
Yes.
How long was that? Was that like 9 minutes or 10 minutes? So we have about 10 minutes of time for question and response.
Yes. And we are 6 minutes behind though on our, just on our full.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. These are questions for the report only, not opining on other things in the agenda. We're sticking to the agenda. So if you have your hand up, I assume it's to ask Stephanie a question or for clarification or whatever. Okay. Oscar Ioa, you're up first.
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry, my voice, I'm kind of sick right now and under the weather. But I'd like to point out and also to inform that partnership with Radio Bilingue, even though some might, or I see somebody in the chat objecting, I need to bring to attention, as Mrs. Stephanie Wells did some credit to another former member, that this was brought exclusively and especially from the Spanish programming, and do credit to Mr. Ruben Tapia from Enfoque Latino and one of our oldest members on the Spanish radio programming, just to do credit to where it's due. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Oscar. Janine, you're up. And then Ace.
Hi, I actually have two questions. One is about the local programming that was put on hiatus to investigate a matter at the station, a staff matter, and follow-up emails have not been responded to, Stephanie, and so I would like to see you respond to that because it does seem like it was a bit retaliatory in nature that shows were taken off the air after having staff issues filed with you. So that's number one. Number two is I would like to get from you a timeline of, because we are discussing the matter of the GM in a resolution later on, the GM search committees. And so with that in mind, when was the posting and what do you see as the timeline for hiring a GM at a permanent GM at the station? If you could address both of those.
I can't pull programming from the air. So any programs that were pulled were from the general manager, and any programs that can be put back on the air is a decision made by the general manager. Then as far as the search committees and the GM search, the jobs were posted last Monday, and the search committees, the search itself will last anywhere, most likely we'll start getting resumes or have a deadline probably within 30 to 45 days. And then we'll start that process of having the search committees review resumes. We'll be taking off the names of the resumes when we are taking off the names, when we provide the information to search committees and individuals to review to make sure we don't have any unconscious gender or ethnic bias as people review. And we'll just be looking at individuals' jobs and when their history, their job history. And then we'll have various questions that we'll have each of the applicants answer. And then we'll move into the interview process.
So what is the time? I'm sorry, as a follow up, what is your timeline like months wise? Because we are going to be addressing, you know, there is a motion to reinstate. And so when you say that you're looking there's a process, we'd like a very, you know, a good range of time. Is it 6 months? Is it 8 months? Is it 12 months that you see before we have a GM that's in place at the station, a permanent GM?
It will depend upon the number of applicants that we get. I don't want to put a deadline on something if we don't have qualified applicants and we have to choose from a pool that a committee feels is not qualified. So I'm hoping that we would be able to get people in place within 3 months.
Within how many months?
Upon the number of applicants that we get. We have background checks we need to do, lengthy interview processes. So if we can finish it in a shorter amount of time, great. But I'm not going to put a deadline on it if we only have, you know, some stations have had the job posting up prior for a lengthy amount of time and maybe one applicant in 2 years. So I'm not going to force it if we're not getting a qualified base of applicants.
So did I hear you say that if all goes really well and there's a lot of a good applicants, it could be 3 months from then or when?
Yeah, hopefully. Yes.
Okay.
And when was it posted? That was part of my question. When was it posted?
Monday. I answered.
Okay.
That
thank you.
Okay. All right. Next is, let's see, we had Oscar, Jack Neff, and then Ian, and then Rodrigo, and then Margo. Margo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Executive Director Wells. The Allegiance Fund Drive reports the daily program break program and thank you gift breakdown of the listener sponsors who contributed during this fund drive. I don't know why we usually get them every day or at least every week, and none have been, like you said, 24 days of fund drive in February, but not one Allegiance report of the total raised by day, by program, by premium request, and by hour. If you could please address that and provide assurance that that information is forthcoming or available at any rate.
It should be available. That comes from the membership department, Terry Guy. So I would reach out directly to Terry and ask for those reports. I can ask Maggie. I'll make sure to email Maggie and ask her to have Terry send those out.
Great. Thank you, Jack. Ian Johnson. Oh, that was, yeah.
Yeah, my question was along those lines. I heard you say that Maggie had sent an email out about how much money had been raised. I don't believe anyone in the LSB has got it. I certainly didn't.
Yeah. And pardon me, I'm going to answer that. Just a second. I want to answer that. Mr. Secretary, when was that sent out? Because we just got it recently.
If I recall correctly, there was the email I received either this morning or late last night. If you will give me 2 seconds to get the exact time.
Okay, so that will go out to everyone if it hasn't
already. It hasn't gone out yet. It hasn't gone out yet is what I'm hearing.
If I recall correctly,
my point was...
Pardons.
Okay.
What's that?
It was addressed to the LSB email. I'll check momentarily again.
Okay.
And if I can find it, I'll forward it again to everybody. Pardon
okay,
for that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I don't... I haven't seen it in my email. Maybe I need to look a little closer. But anyway, the... 125, or however many that was, 105,000 or something, even a marginal uptick from an unacceptably low performance number is not a great benefit, I would say. And it probably within a statistically insignificant amount, it sounds like. And we need to improve our fundraising by improving our programming. And I'd love to direct you to address that. Thank you.
Oh, I 100% agree. That's all across the board. We need better programming, and to increase our programming, increase our listenership, increase our listenership, increase our dollars.
Great. Thank you. Margo, and then Lee.
Margo is not a board member to talk.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
But I am a member of the public.
That's okay. This is for LSB members, Margo. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and we're coming on time for this.
I'll make this brief. Okay. This is the secretary. So I'm actually looking. I did not receive the email. I mistook something else for it. So we're still waiting that.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know what that was, but it was informative. The one I saw, it went to everybody. Rachel Brunke.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think partially it could be a programming issue with fundraising. I think a lot of it is the general public. And I think that a priority be given to engaging and politicizing the public to understand our programming. So I think that's a super important political point to understand about what KPFK is all about and Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comment on that, Stephanie? I have a question. Any comments, Stephanie?
No. I mean, every comment, I mean, everything that I hear about programming from all of the stations makes perfect sense. I cannot change programming as the executive director. I can only make recommendations, but I have nothing to do with programming. So I take the recommendations and share them with the general managers and the program directors at on our monthly meetings. So I take what I hear and share it and hope it gets implemented.
Okay. And thank you. Chair recognizes Rodrigo.
Two things. One thing is that what is the coverage of KPFK regarding the huge mobilizations that, you know, our communities have had in relation of the Trump era prosecution of undocumented people, and especially brown people, especially, you know, Latin American people? What is the coverage of KPFK? And second, does anyone know what is the process to remove programs and to implement new programs in terms of, you know, sending notices to the people who are doing the programs or to the programmers in terms of, you know, allowing them to improve? Does anyone know, you can call me, Edie, to understand, you know, what is that process and if there is any violation in doing that process, you know, but especially the coverage too. What is the coverage of KPFK and in general Pacifica of all the prosecution of the brown people?
Okay, thank you. Stephanie?
Any programming questions need to be directed to the program director and the general manager.
Okay.
So, you know,
The coverage of Pacifica of the prosecution of the brown people by this administration?
Right. It's up to each station to determine what programming they're going to put on. We have released a general statement regarding Pacifica and this current administration. But when it comes to any sort of programming decisions, that is up to each individual station.
So you don't know?
No, because it's up to each individual station to determine what coverage they're going to have. The majority of anything, I know that we have put out at WPFW quite a few PSAs in multiple languages regarding ICE and what to do with any sort of immigration issues. That was a recommendation that was brought to WPFW, and they did put together those.
Thank you. PSAs. I think we're at our time certain for this, but Rodrigo, I think it would be good for us to request the program director be at our next meeting. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay, we will make sure the program director is here, and we'll get a report on that because that's an important question you asked. Okay, timekeeper, are we over time now on the 20 minutes?
Yes. Yes, okay. We are, and we have 15 minutes till time certain for a public comment.
Okay. My gosh, we're right. We're 15 minutes of public comment. So I want to do the director's report right now. Thank you very much, Stephanie. I'm calling on Avelia Jones.
Yes, I'm here.
Director's report.
Yes.
If it takes 20 minutes, we may need to interrupt you to get to time certain to do the public.
I'll try to get through this quickly. Okay. Through the teamsmanship of the KPFK-LSV directors, Harvey Wasserman, Myla Reeson, Jan Goodman, and Avelia Jones, the following is a bullet-pointed report. It'll be followed by the PNB official report out. Number one, the PNB meeting convened at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday, March 5th. The meeting was called to order by acting interim chair Minerva Sanders, as regular chair Susan Young was unavailable and incapacitated, but she was not there at that time. Could not be. Number three, the set times for upcoming PNB meetings are March 13th and March 27th. Four, it was decided that upcoming regular meetings would be called for the second Thursday of each month at 5:30 p.m. I should repeat. It was decided upcoming regular meetings would be called for the second Thursday of each month at 5:30 p.m. A discussion on the Pacifica non-disclosure statement left procedures unchanged. No changes made there. In response to the fact that all five flagship Pacifica stations have interim general managers, ED Stephanie Wells agreed to initiate a formal job search to fill those positions. Forgive me for repeating things. In executive session, however, former Pacifica attorney Arthur Schwartz delivered a message to us all about settling an unresolved New Day lawsuit. I will rephrase that by saying that there is a court-ordered mediation date scheduled for the Pacifica versus New Day Pacifica case. As a result, the communications with attorneys and others as needed about preparation for possible mediation and settlement of the case, Pacifica versus New Day Pacifica, and to present their findings and recommendations to the PNB at the March 13th, 2025 meeting. Reaching a settlement can help to save the foundation thousands and thousands of dollars. There is a court-ordered mediation date scheduled. I continue by the official report out, which says, moved. The Pacifica National Board set a date for an executive session follow-up PNB meeting on March 13th. Giving authorization for our Pacifica Executive Director, Stephanie Wells, Pacifica National Board Chair, Susan Young, Pacifica National Board Vice Chair, Minerva Sanders, and Pacifica National Board Secretary, Julie Hewitt, to investigate and engage in communications with attorneys and others as needed about preparation for possible mediation and settlement of the case, Pacifica versus New Day, and to present their findings and recommendations to the PNB at the March 13th, 2025 meeting. Forgive all repetitions, but that is the director's report.
Thank you so much, Avelia. I think we've gained a little ground on the time. How are we doing, timekeeper? Nikki?
That was great. That was only about, okay. 5 minutes.
Terrific. So we gained the time back. Okay, ratification. Thank you so much.
Chair, I have my hand raised. This is Janine. Oh. I have a question for the director.
Okay, a question for you, Avelia. Go ahead, Janine. I recognize you.
Okay, I have three questions, actually. One is in regards to the NDA. When she says there's no changes, I'd like to know more specifics about that, where it stands as far as the PNB, because we will be addressing that in a motion later on or in a resolution that we have later on today. That's number one. And the New Day mediation, could she be specific on which, because there's been a couple of different court cases, if she can just specify which court case was brought up, unless it was in executive session. And if it was, if she could please state that. And that's the reason she can't inform us. And also, has there been any addressing of the fact that our directors from this LSB have not been, their election has not been ratified? And I have sent emails to the PNB regarding that. If she could answer to all three of those questions. Thank you.
Avelia, can you or any of the other board directors who were present answer that?
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary. May I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Avelia Jones.
I know it's a legal matter. I don't think we can comment, but go ahead.
Avelia Jones was knocked off the Zoom meeting and is presently rejoining.
Yeah. And if, for clarity, Chair, I just want to know which case. I'm not asking for the specifics. I know that, you know, I just don't know which one she's talking about.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead. I recognize you, Jan.
I'm just speaking as a director. The case that they were talking about was the Pacifica versus New Day case that has been ordered to mediation.
There's only one of those. As far as I'm concerned, there's been several over the last.
There's only one.
Okay.
And I also would like to respond to the other question about the approval. At the last meeting, there was the announcement of the results of the election, and there was a question if anybody objected, and there was no objection, so the directors were approved at the last meeting.
There was no ratification of the election here, and I've brought it to the attention of the PNB that our directors have not, we as an LSB have not ratified the results. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine.
To repeat what I said, and then we won't go around in a circle.
Yeah.
Never mind. I already said it.
Well, we're ratifying, Chair, we're ratifying the other election. Here's the thing. We're ratifying the election to the PNB committees, yet we never ratified the directors' elections. And this is something I brought, you don't know this, but I brought it to the attention of the PNB and to no response whatsoever. Thank you. And I'll also say that there is a few people on the PNB that would like to address it. Yet the chair, when they keep recognizing our directors without the ratification, and this is, it's actually been something where people have been put in the waiting room as well. So that
Mr. Chair,
should be resolved.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, yes, this matter actually is not, ratification do not happen. The PNB directors are seated. They were seated at the January 30th meeting. There have not been ratifications at the other stations because that is not a necessary step. So the PNB has recognized the four directors as elected for KPFK already. They have been recognized. No ratification is needed.
Chair, okay, if I can just follow up then, I would encourage the chair of the PNB to respond to my emails to the entire PNB with that in writing. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say, go ahead, Mr. Secretary, we need to go on now. And I want to take up the next thing. Respond at the time, but anyway, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
This is Rodrigo. I have a question. Just a question. Yeah, may I?
Mr. Chair, may I ask the procedure you're asking me to go forward with?
May I be recognized? I have a question for you.
May you ask what, Lee? I didn't hear
the,
that.
The civic procedure you're asking me to go forward with, which is the number 4 ratification of election of delegates to BMU.
Yes, let's get started on that, and then we'll have to break to go to public comment.
Excuse me, did you hear Rodrigo's been asking, wants to ask?
I have a question I've been asking for, to be recognized. Just a quick question.
Okay, please, make it quick, Rodrigo, go ahead.
Very quick. I just want to know, the New Day is like, aren't this board mostly, you know, people from New Day, and why is that, like, you know, for asking for thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, we don't understand. I mean, this is the first time I'm listening to that we've been sued, the foundation is being sued by, the people that are part of this board. How is that work, you know? I don't understand. You know, for thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, how is that, you know, how can I sue the foundation myself, like, for thousands and thousands of dollars as part of the local station board? Because, I mean, a lot of people that are listening to this meeting, we would want
to. Mr. Chair,
can
you call the member to order? This is order.
I just want to know, right? But that's the thing. I don't know how.
I understand. I'm going to let, she's going to answer the question that she can. This is still a legal matter. We're being reported out to, we will find out on the 13th, but there's a lot of misinformation about this. Do you want to say anything else, Jan? Then we need to go on.
I would like to know it too.
There's a major litigation going on. It's been going on for years. And I would love to have a time to talk about it, but now in the middle of this agenda, it doesn't seem like the right time. And there's going to be a court ordered mediation that's going to go forward. And, but if people want to have a discussion about it, we can set it on an agenda, or we can have some kind of side meeting, probably a side meeting to go into, you know, all of the litigations and thousands of pages.
Okay. You can talk about that now, Jan.
Can we support that? Maybe it's good if we can.
But of course, anybody can sue anybody for anything. Yeah. To answer your question, Rodrigo.
If I'm going to be joining the LSB and then making money out of the LSB.
Mr. Chair.
That's inappropriate.
It's been called to order. But let me remind people, Pacifica sued New Day.
But isn't a New Day that is getting the money? That is asking money? Or Pacific asking money from New Day?
No, Pacific
is not suing Pacific for money.
That's part of the misinformation out there, Rodrigo. Very good question. Okay. We are now at 11:43. I'm not sure we should actually, I think I want to break and go to time certain, which is in 1 minute. For our community members, rather than starting the other agenda item. So let's go to the next public comment period. Okay. It's now 11:44. We have a time certain of 11:45. So I am going to read a statement before we actually open public comment. So this will work fine. The KPFK local station board chooses to schedule a public comment period to hear from KPFK listeners, even though telephonic Zoom meetings are exempted from doing so, according to Article 6, Section 7 of Pacifica bylaws, which states, with the exception of telephonic meetings, all public meetings of the board and committees shall include public comment periods. Now, what this means, we just want people to know there are some stations that don't have this tradition of hearing from our public. We want it, okay? We're choosing to do this, and everybody here wants that public comment section. So 90 seconds first time speaking, 60 seconds second time speaking. That's for Nikki Hahn on the timekeeper. She knows, but only if those people who have spoken first have had their first chance. So I'm going to open it now. It's 11:45. We're right on time certain. And we have first comment up is Michael Novick, followed by Mansoor, followed by Kim, followed by a call-in user. I'll ask you to identify yourself when you come in if you want to. Okay. And 90 seconds and then 60 seconds, Nikki. And speak up so the person can hear, you know, when they need to conclude their sentence to allow others to speak. The chair recognizes Michael Novick. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I want to point out that some of the programming that was removed, unfortunately, just before the fires included the entire strip of environmental programming that we had on previously, including at that time Creative Frontline for a full hour, Be a Better Relative, Extinction Rebellion XR Now, Eco Justice Radio, and also Harvey and Myla's program, California Solartopia. Unfortunately, all removed. Many of the indigenous and African-American programs removed. The recent change that was made to restore Creative Frontline, which is one of the indigenous shows, put it on instead of Informativo Pacifica at 6 a.m. when we have a Spanish-language audience, interfered with the strip. I think those are all very unfortunate decisions that reflect, unfortunately, institutional racism inside Pacifica that needs to be confronted and overturned because it's damaging our capacity to meet the needs of the communities that are under attack. The fact that there was a $250,000 goal for this fund drive and 130-something was raised is not a very good outcome, and it reflects the fact that even though we have a neo-fascist administration in power that is attacking communities right and left and attacking media, Pacific is doing nothing to respond to that in any effective way, and is damaging its credibility with the communities it's supposed to serve. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mansoor, you're up.
Thank you. Let me time myself so I know not to go over. Thank you. Just make a couple of points. Number one, the fundraising actually was very good. 140,000 came compared to last year, I think in October, we only raised like 40,000. So the number's gone up. It's not to the satisfaction, but it is whatever it is. It's better. Our membership has gone up from November of last year to right now. It's gone up. I'll tell you, listeners have called in and said the sound of this station has improved. The sound and the quality of the programming has improved. So we are on the uptick. Plus, this membership drive is really good. 500 people come at minimum of $5 per month. So that should give us a boost. And hopefully that our membership will go up by the end of this year. A shocking number is November of last year, we had 3,850 members. We, in matter of 2-3 months, without publicity, without anything to notify people, because the radio station is just there, people drop off, they don't come back. We have increased almost 300, and we'll see what happens
at
the end of this month. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. Kim, you're up.
Hello. First of all, I would like to correct what you said, that Article 6, Section 7 says that having public comment is a favor. It is not, and you are reading the wrong bylaw section. That one, Article 6, is for the PNB, and it, which had in-person meetings up until about 10 years ago. The correct provision, which you should have be referring to, is Article 7, Section 6, referring to local station boards, which says each meeting shall include a public comment period. This is not a gift or a favor to the public. It is required by the bylaws. Second of all, there has been no financial report for 1 year since I resigned as treasurer over a year ago. And I'm curious, can the stations pay for a GM? Who knows? There's no financial reporting for this entire fiscal year, which we are 6 months into it. And it is inappropriate for members of this board to ask Terry Guy directly for anything. Terry Guy reports to the GM. The GM reports to the LSB. Terry is going to get annoyed.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kim. Call in user number 2. You're a member of the public. You need to unmute or?
While that member is unmuting, this is Adam Wollman announcing I am present.
Just a second. Oh, I see, Adam. Yeah, you're not showing up. Okay, I'll come back to call in user. Chair recognizes Adam, and then we'll have Steve, Sue, and John. Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Adam Wollman just announcing that I am present at the meeting.
Oh, okay. Did you get that, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Call-in user, can we hear you now? Call-in user 2. Okay, we'll come back. Steve?
This is Bella DeSoto. I am waiting. I have my hand up on the phone.
Oh, that's you, Bella. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate. Hello.
Hello. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate what Kim Kaufman just laid out. Absolutely. This is no gift. We have the right, and you must break up the fact that you lump the public comment so that everybody can only speak at one time. This cannot continue. There have been many complaints about this. Historically, public comment is spaced out during the agenda so that there are at least 3 or 4 opportunities for the public to be expressed, to be heard. The way this meeting is being conducted once again is like a kangaroo court, and the so-called parliamentarian, Susan Young, continues to pretend to be a parliamentarian. This cannot continue. And you interrupt every LSB member that is in the minority, that is not a New Day member or does not follow that campaign. You cannot continue doing this. And we are watching to see how soon you are going to adjourn to once again avoid addressing the important motions that are on the table, on the agenda since November of last year. And because I have such short time, I am very aggravated the way you are conducting these meetings, and there has been no expression from you, the chair, Tatanka, because you do not understand the bylaws. Standing committees do not need.
Okay, thank you. When we have time, we may be able to come back to you for another 60 seconds. Sue Cohen-Johnson, you're up.
Hi. Some say it's obsolete information now, but there's a lot of new people on the board that don't know all the shenanigans that went together to creating this local board and probably national also. There was many of the people on this board and on the previous board were never fairly elected. They used misrepresentation and expensive glossy direct mailers to the members of Pacifica to push their controlling and anti-democratic candidates and bylaw breaking new rules. One was to disempower local LSBs, and I am Sue Cohen, former membership director and LSB member. And about 2 years ago, it started with about 2 years ago, a couple of dissenters got kicked off the KPFK LSB because they were being so-called disruptive. Well, when you keep speaking to trying to prevent some bad things happening,
time,
and people who are trying to do the bad things keep view you as,
I don't know if you heard that, so you need to wrap up. You got a the warning. The 90 seconds is up. Can you just complete your sentence, please?
Okay. Okay, Tim, you are disruptive because you're trying to prevent them from doing the dirty work. Thank you.
John Tatum, you're up, and then Margot, and then Steve, and then Kim, and then Mansoor. Okay, John, you're up.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning. I'm on the East Coast, so it's afternoon for me. As some of you know, I'm the former hired parliamentarian for the KPFK under the chairmanship of Zuri Rudeau. And I still have love in my heart for KPFK. I would like to see them run very well. One statement that I agree with is that the ratification is not necessary. It's a formality. Once something is approved, that's the end, and you can have a insulation, ratification, whatever, but what counts most is approval, majority approval of the board. I do agree with Kim Kaufman's statement about the bylaws as opposed to concerning the public comment. You know, the wrong section of the bylaws was read. There is no such thing in the bylaws as saying that public comment can't be held if it's a telephonic meeting. That's not so. And thirdly, when a person's time is up, when they're speaking, there is no need to cut them off so abruptly. I'm sure they hear the person when they say time, 'cause I hear every time. And so what needs to be done is let the person complete their sentence.
Okay. Thank you. I think you did hear when the timekeeper came in. Thank you. Margot, did you speak once already? I can't remember.
No, I was not allowed to speak, so I will do it now. I'm going to try to make it concise.
Can you hold on? I think I'm going to recognize you, but there are people that let's see, Kim. No, I guess has Steve spoken before? Hold on, you'll be next. You've already.
I didn't really have a chance to speak. I was cut off.
As was I.
You were cut off when you were after your 90 seconds. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I was starting to speak, and then Bella cut me off. I wish that you guys spent more energy talking about ways to support the station. I'm really happy to hear that your membership is starting to go up. But it's very distressing to see in the chat that you attacked the new membership because of some sort of affiliation. That is a problem. If you want to be exclusive to only a limited number of people that think just exactly like you, the station will fail. So you're going to have to be open to a wide range of perspectives and viewpoints, some of which you're not going to like. But we need everybody to join, to maintain our free speech radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, now we can hear from you, Margot, and then Bella, and then Kim. We're on,
we are at
okay.
the minute mark.
Now, how are we doing on timekeeping, Nikki?
We're good.
Okay, good.
Okay, I want to say that we, the listener-sponsored members, have to have full financial reports that reveal every single financial transaction and have part of the process of making those decisions, and that includes what is the salary of the new IGM or whatever she is, and also that she be required to make sure that she gives reports to the listeners. She hasn't done that, and she's been hosting programs and having fun doing that, but that's not, I don't know if that's part of her job description, but the really important thing is that we who give the money must have every financial transaction revealed to us, and that means including a treasurer's report on a regular basis. And also, we also need to have part of what is decided. There should be, as there should be a financial committee, but that should include all the listener sponsors who pay. And we should be involved, we should be really involved in everything. Every other group I've ever been in, including the Girl Scouts, we had everything done by people of the group making the decisions and helping to decide what to do. And it wasn't just a couple of people. So I want to make sure that's important. Can it just be put in there? And I would like to see that done regularly, a financial report, which every transaction is listed, and also that this IGM be required to report to the listeners. I agree with several of the other comments. I tried to put thumbs up. So, but this bogging down in bureaucracy is really always bothered me. And I, other people from other stations participating is also a little bit weird too. But thank you. I hope everybody has a good day. I'm on my KPFK button.
Thank you, Margo.
And we work together to make this a true community station. Okay. I will lower my hand and mute them.
Thank you, Margo. Okay. Bella, again.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. So you have got to immediately open up the governance committee. The governance committee must meet, must call a meeting as soon as possible with a 6 to 7 day notice to the public. It must be posted at KPFTX. A finance committee must be immediately called and to meet as soon as possible with the same protocol. And a program oversight committee must also immediately post its next meeting. The public must participate. It cannot be restricted, as a certain person on this board has continued to push for at the national level and at the local level. We must go back to full participation of the committee and with the membership of the public. These committees must be opened up as soon as possible. The stations cannot survive without the input and participation of its community. This must be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Kim, John, Michael, and then Mansoor. Go ahead, Kim.
I thought I heard in Avelia's so-called director's report, she said the former Pacifica Council, Arthur Schwartz, I would like to know if he has been fired or dismissed. I also believe the chair should apologize for misquoting the bylaws and treating everyone with such disrespect. I mean, the lack of even basic bylaw, bylaws knowledge and Robert's rules protocols is embarrassing, people. It's just sad. That's it.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
John?
Yes, thank you. I wanted to, remind everyone that, there's an assault on free speech, and it's countrywide. And if you know that, then I would refrain from violating free speech at your LSD meetings. And by that, I mean muting people, cutting people off, you know. Don't be included in that assault on free speech right here in your local LSP board. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael, you're up, and then Mansoor.
Agree with John Tatum on that.
Yes, I agree. You know, people should be aware that Project 2025 targeted Pacifica specifically. Trump is carrying out that playbook. Pacifica should be involved in linking the struggle to defend freedom of speech and freedom of the press to all the other attacks that Trump is carrying out. The reason that they're suppressing free speech and public media is that they do not want the public to be aware of all the attacks on human rights, on immigrants, on migrants, on labor, on women, on LGBTQ people, on the environment. And we have to step up to the challenge that's being posed to us by these forces. And whatever side people are on in the internal struggles of Pacifica are irrelevant to the need that Pacifica should have to take a leading role in helping to organize media. People can go to PacificaFightback.org and find out more about what is happening. There's efforts to build coalitions that speak to those essential needs. If we want to survive, we have to take the offensive against this.
Thank you, Michael. Mansoor, you're
up. How much time do we have? Is it a minute or a minute and a half?
Right now it's 60 seconds, a minute.
60 seconds, okay, yeah. Thank you. So, you know, Michael just spoke in before me. We should ask him what process did he use to change programming? And I'll tell you, Democracy Now! Was voted by listeners to be at 8 a.m. before he even set foot at the station as an IGM. He just changed it just because he wanted it to be at 6 o'clock. So I don't know why you guys are crying wolf. You did it. Now you're blaming Maggie. Oh, Maggie did this. Maggie did that. You did it. You made sure we lose 6,000 members within 2 years. And Yael Zuberi Field was manager. You guys got rid of him. There were 10,000 plus members March 2022. By the time Michael left or was forced to leave, whatever, the membership was 3,858 people. So blame yourself.
Time.
That's your time. Thank you.
On the personal privilege, I'm sorry. The big drop in membership took place in 2021. Half the membership left because of the New Day boycott.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
It is
we lost 1,000 people as soon as you change Democracy Now.
Mansoor, I would
love... Point of information, Chair.
I'd love to have this back and forth. Sue Cohen is up next.
Chair, point of information. There's been, that's kind of a slanderous remark, and I believe that Michael Novick should be...
No, it's public comment. That's tough.
Who responded just then?
I did.
Who is that?
It's not a slanderous.
Yes, it is. Because it's not only that, but it's false.
You were part of it too.
Okay, Mansoor, hold on.
I really think that Michael Novick should be allowed to respond. What's this free speech we're talking about?
Mr. Chair, this is the Secretary, if I may.
Secretary, yes.
I'm not apologizing.
Ladies and gentlemen of the public, right now, this is the public comment period. We do ask you to refrain from saying specific names and specific actions. If you're going to refer to someone, do so in a vague fashion, not specifically stating their name. Please do not argue and let other people have their time to speak. Thank you very much.
Chair, can you allow Michael Novick the time to respond, please? Thank you.
And given the fact that his name was cited, that is indeed fair.
I just want to state that there were things said about me. There were things said about a lot of people. This time, instead of pausing to have people respond, we're simply asking people not to get into the personals of it. There have been a lot of violations. I understand that. Maybe we don't work this. Maybe we'll have to go back to the old way of giving people a chance to respond, and then not everybody gets a chance to speak. So Let me go on to the next one, Sue Cohen-Johnson.
Chair, I object. We're talking about the former GM of the station. You're not.
Yeah, I wish everybody could have my position. That went you all. Okay. Who was up? Sue. Ooh. Sue again.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I brought up some stuff from the past. It's like racism, or slavery. The effects of slavery go down from generation to generation, and it has an effect on what's happening now, and definitely the racism in this country is beginning to show its ugly face even more. And but the people were never fairly elected. They use misrepresentation, and one of the things they stated they wanted to do was disempower the LSBs at the local stations. So who does that leave having any power or having any connection from the grassroots people into government governance? And bylaw breaking rules are continuing to be made now. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Steve, you're up again.
Yeah, hi. I'd just like to apologize on behalf of the public for any comment that offended Mr. Novick. However, the public is the public, and they have a right to say what they feel. It was inappropriate for your board member to interfere with the public comment period, no matter how well-intentioned. I had no intention of speaking on that, but it did occur. I really would like to hear more about how we can help improve listenership and less about how these programmer food fights, they're not helping anyone. Programmers have proven that they have no business sense. The radio station is failing. It's financially bankrupt. The programming decisions need to be made by people that aren't involved in the programming. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Ms. Secretary, how are we doing? Timekeeper. I show that we're about 12:13, so maybe we have one more to get to. Well, maybe one more after this, and then we'll go back to the regular programming. Is that correct? 12:15 is our time certain at the end?
12:15 is. I have 12:12, but yeah, we have roughly two okay. 3 minutes left.
Okay. John, you're up again.
Yes, thank you. I would recommend, Mr. Chair, that you remind the board members that during public comment, they should not interrupt with motions. Motions are not accepted. The public cannot make motions during public comment, and neither should the directors make motions, with the exception of one. If a director wants to interrupt public comment, the only one that there may be one or two others, but the only one for sure is point of order, which would mean that something is happening in the public comment that's out of order and that you need to rule on it. But other than point of order, point of personal privilege and all these other motions that directors are making during public comment should not be allowed. And I'm just recommending that you not allow it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The last comment, we have less than a minute to go. So Nancy, go ahead. You need to unmute, Nancy. Saibara Narutomi. Okay. If you can hear me, we can't hear you, and we can't unmute you. So we're going to take another 20 or 30 seconds, and then we're out of time for public comment. You're the last person on here anyway. So try to unmute yourself. And okay. Thank you for trying, Nancy.
Can you hear me?
Public comment.
Can you hear me?
Public. No. Yeah, go ahead. We'll go half a minute over. Make your comment. Is this okay, Nancy?
Yes. The agenda is packed full, and these are very important issues on these on this agenda. Please do not rush just to get things done. I mean, you have the right to move, to postpone until the future date or the future meeting. It's just overwhelming your agenda. And programming is a really important committee. So is finance. So is governance. So is outreach. Why do you deny yourself the right? You have a bylaw right, ULSB, to have advisory committees. And there's only one station that has a programming committee. It's Washington, D.C., and they're doing pretty good. You know, we all need them. I don't know why this action has spread like a weed, like a horrible disease, not to have a programming committee, not to have a finance committee like KPFA. Hey, Berkeley has no committees. Is this the pattern that you want to follow? Please do something for KPFK. And I suggest to ratchet up the membership and the meaning of KPFA. Have some town hall meetings on the air so everybody can addressing these issues of what's coming down from the Trump and Musk administration.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Agree with you. Yay. Thank
we're going to go. Pardon me. We're a little over time on public comment. We're going to go to the, we're a little behind here. We're going to go back to the ratification of elections of delegates to the PNB committee. Mr. Secretary, please read the results of the election of the PNB committee.
Yes, sir. I will start with the Committee of Inclusion non-director results. For the Committee of Inclusion non-director, the following people were elected: Ace Estwick and Oscar Ulloa. For Committee of Inclusion director, correction, my bad. Those elected were Ace Estwick, Oscar Ulloa, and Anel Zeteno. For the Committee of Inclusion director results.
Yeah.
Are you speaking, Lee? I can't hear you now.
Am I heard?
Yeah,
can
now
you guys hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Yes. At what part did I cut off?
You gave the first, ended with Oscar Ulloa.
Okay. We had Ace Estwick, Oscar Ulloa, and Anel Zeteno elected to the Committee of Inclusion non-director. For the Committee of Inclusion director, we had Avelia Jones elected. For the Audit Committee, those elected were Ace Estwick and Marisol Bielma. For the Governance Committee, we had Janine Roan and Chipasha Lachembe elected.
Okay, thank you. Those are the results of the election that we had. Is there a motion to ratify the results?
This is Myla. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
So moved.
Dan Goodman, second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. Are there any objections? Okay, with no objections, the Secretary, please reflect that we have ratified the elections to the PMB committee. Congratulations to all of you who have been elected. And your service is greatly appreciated by all attendants here. It was really good to see such vigorous competition for that. Okay, now we are timekeeper, where are we with our time?
So that only took about under 3 minutes. So we were 15 minutes behind. So I think we're just about 5 minutes behind now, moving on
okay.
to
business. All right. Terrific. Thank you. That's not so bad. We're going into a really important time. This is unfinished business. This is because of all the things that have been delayed for so long that we want to get to. So let's keep our eye on the ball. Let's start with the first one. Secretary, please read the motion. This is, you all have these, they're in the appendix here. This is B, appendix number 5, motion regarding reactivation of LSB standing committees.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, appendix number 5A, motion submitted by Rodrigo Argueta and Oscar Ulloa. Immediate reactivation of the LSB Standing Governance Committee per Pacifica Foundation Incorporated bylaws and per the Local Station Board policies and procedures manual drafted January 3rd, 2007, preventing LSB and public participation when drafting the monthly meeting agenda. There is a substitute motion, which is appendix number 5B, substitute motion regarding reactivation of the KPFK Governance Committee, proposed by Jan Goodman.
Slow down a little bit, Lee. Go ahead.
The charge of the KPFK LSB Governance Committee is to advise the LSB regarding the following pursuant to the Pacifica Bylaws Article 7, Section 10. Review all proposed motions before presentation to the KPFK LSB to assure that they are in proper order, including references to citations. 2. Review possible misconduct among KPFK LSB members or affecting LSB members and propose disciplinary actions if appropriate. 3. Catalog and archive in a searchable format all resolutions passed by the KPFK Local Station Board. 4. Carry out such other tasks as assigned to it by the KPFK LSB or its chair. 5. For clarification purposes only, the Governance Committee shall not be in charge of creating the agenda for the LSB meetings. 6. The Governance Committee shall be composed of 3 members of the LSB elected by the LSB using the single transferable vote method, plus the chair, the vice chair, secretary, and treasurer of the KPFK LSB. 7. Additional LSB members and the public may attend regular LSB Governance Committee meetings. And 8. The term of the Governance Committee members shall be approximately 1 year. Members of the Governance Committee shall be elected at the March meeting of the LSB if reasonably possible.
Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized? I have
a substitute
in the chat.
Who is wishing to be recognized?
Janine, I have a substitute in the chat.
I think there is a clarification that we need to do. I need to clarify.
Johnson with a point of order.
Yes. Hold on. Just a second. Hold on. I show on my thing. Rodrigo had his hand up. Before then was Ian. Then was Myla. What we're doing right now, where we are, we have received the, and who, let's see.
Myla, Chair, I have a
already you were
the
first,
chat.
Then Ian, then Rodrigo. And I can't tell who's calling a point of order here. Myla?
Point of order, Janine. I have a substitute in the chat.
Ian is asking for a point of order. Go ahead, Ian.
I believe Janine was well taken earlier when she was pointing out the initial motion suggested by Rodrigo was moot because the standing committee does not require activation, and this motion addresses all the standing committees, and my point of order is that the substitute motion is not properly taken because it's something that should come out of the governance committee to deal with the way our functioning committees work, and it addresses none of the other committees. So it's poorly taken and inappropriate. Thank you.
Okay, and I guess I have to respond one at a time to these. And then I think Rodrigo, you were next. Yeah. Susan, okay. what are we doing here?
Okay, can I speak before Susan, because it's just a point of order, clarification.
Okay.
This is the issue. The issue is that the motion that was cited by Secretary, in terms of being, you know, elaborated by Oscar and I, is not correct. You know, the motion we submitted was the restitution of the, GM, the interim GM, Michael Novick, immediately, and also the restitution of the revenues. That was the one that proceeded, and that's the old business. That's the motion that has to be discussed, because that motion was before any other motion. You know, so there was a mistake, you know, done by the secretary who cited that we submitted, you know, to the motion for the repeated meetings. No, that's not right.
What okay. Point of order?
I'm gonna ask, hold on just a second. We got too many points of order. I'm gonna ask Susan to weigh in.
Yes.
On Rodrigo and then the other points of order. Go ahead, Susan.
So the agenda as that we are working on has the main motion as 5A and a substitute motion as 5B, and what is timely right now is to vote on the substitute motion. If we get back to the main motion, if the substitute motion fails, we get back to the main motion, then there can be more discussion of how the main motion needs to be amended. But the substitute motion is what is timely right now.
Okay, so I'm going to go through that, Jan.
Point of information.
Who's
Jan
speaking?
Goodman, point of information.
Jan Goodman. And what, and hold on, can you identify what's causing the static on the line?
It's coming from Ian Johnson's device.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Lee. I mean, go ahead, Jan.
So I'm confused because there was the original main motion by Rodrigo. Then there was the Goodman motion, substitute motion, and now we have the Jeanine Roan substitute motion.
No, Jan.
Okay.
Jan Goodman substitute
motion.
Can
the chair call on who is speaking, please?
Yes.
Instead of
yes,
somebody
just
interrupting
second.
Like that.
Just a second. Okay, will you complete, Jan, and then I will recognize.
So I'm just trying, because Jeanine Roan has made a substitute motion.
Okay,
I'm
then questioning
whether we should take that, because first you have to take a substitute motion. It can only be two substitute motions. Okay. So if we can vote up or down on the Jeanine Roan motion.
Okay.
And then okay. The Jan Goodman motion.
I
and
think
the motion.
He's got the point.
No,
and
I think,
Susan,
Mr.
I have you here for this clarification. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jan, Jeanine Roan's substitute motion is for the main motion, not for yours, and it has not yet been made.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No. And I'm trying to make it, the chair, you know, I'm trying to be recognized. To make the motion, it could be an amended to the substitute. So whatever has it being addressed first, I don't know how after email, and Susan, you're not on these. I have repeatedly tried to bring this up. And so to be on this meeting and be like cut off constantly bringing up an established issue with our LSB. These are standing committees already. They already have an agenda items.
Now you're not talking about the motion. You're motivating it. I understand. Okay, I understand.
No, I'm motivating how I'm trying to get this addressed.
Chair, you don't understand, Chair. I'm sorry. You know, you don't understand anything, man. You know, she's talking about something that is already there. We have
I call the member to order.
Yes.
Call Rodrigo.
Chair, could you call the member to order?
He's not addressing this, and
The chair would please ask for silence from people interrupting without being recognized. I want to get clarity on this. I heard your statement, Janine, and I want to go back because this kind of reminds me where we started the meeting. I want to go back and figure out what to do about this. Okay. I want Susan to weigh in on this, how we navigate this.
And I'd like to.
Chair, may I ask that the parliamentarian be?
Yeah, hey, weigh in on this.
I cannot run a meeting with people simply interrupting. I want to get Susan's opinion. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. So what Lee read was first the initial motion. And there's some thought about should it be changed. Then the substitute motion that was put in by Jan Goodman. The substitute motion is now is now the motion before us. If that motion gets adopted, then it becomes the main motion. If that motion fails, you can go back to the original motion and amend it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's
point of information, Chair.
Mr. Chair, may I weigh in on that?
I recognize Mr. Secretary, and I want to move forward on this, so we're not going to get to everything that everybody wants to get to. Go ahead.
But, Chair, it's my belief that a
This is the Secretary. Yeah. Please do not speak if you have not been recognized by the Chair, please. All right. Mr. Chair, this is the Secretary. I advise a course of action that we vote to adopt the... And this is a vibe, but not a motion. That we make a motion to adopt the substitute motion as a main motion, and then we move with the amendment to either vote it up or vote it down to the substitute motion.
I object. This is Janine.
I understand you object. Please.
And I object to being muted.
Yes. May I bring some clarity, Mr. Chair? This is John Tate.
Please. No. I want to proceed with what the recommendation is. I've heard a lot of opinions on this. Let us vote up or down the substitute motion and then take the main motion. And if there's amendments on that, we can take them at that time. Okay, go ahead. Jan, you motivate the motion. And then I want 2-4 and 2 against, and then we're gonna take a vote.
Mr. Chair, I believe I made a point of order that was not addressed. The point of order being that this motion is not an appropriate substitute because it does not address the points of the initial motion.
And that's the end. I did not recognize you, so please.
Mr. Chair, may I bring some clarity?
Is this a point of order? Okay, Jan, would you please motivate the motion? I want to hear somebody to oppose it, and then someone else to do pro, and then somebody to oppose it, and then we will take a vote on the substitute motion.
I object to this process, Chair. I have a second motion is allowed, and I would like to hear from a real parliamentarian.
Second motion to what? Never mind.
Are you reading the chat? I put a whole second substitute in the chat, and that's what I've been trying to say.
Substitute to what?
To the substitute that Jan Goodman put forth, which actually isn't a valid substitute, as was stated. It has no whereas. It's just bullet points. It's not a real motion.
Thank you, Janine. Susan, please weigh in on this. I want to move forward. This is only our first of about 10 motions.
Exactly. I think vote on the substitute motion. If it passes, it becomes the main motion. Then Janine can bring forward her motion to amend the main motion.
Okay. Now, if we did it the other way around, we would go back and forth with a substitute to a substitute to a substitute. So I understand the wisdom of this. Okay. Jan Goodman is going to motivate that motion. And then I want to hear an objection. Who wants to speak to?
Mr. Chair, I'd simply like to second the motion. I don't believe it's been seconded.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought it had been. Is there a second to this motion?
I just seconded.
Yeah.
That's what I just did. Tatanka, okay. Myla Reason seconds Jan Goodman.
Okay, you have that, Mr. Secretary. So we're going to have
two
for, two against. That's how we run things. 90 seconds each. Jan will have the first. Who wants to speak in opposition to this?
My hand was raised, first, and that's what I wanted to speak to.
Can we first let me motivate it and then take the opposition?
Yes. Okay. I hear what the opposite. You motivate, then I will take that first name that came up. Go ahead.
Okay.
And timekeeper, please keep the 90 seconds and speak up so that they can conclude their sentence.
So, first of all, I want to state that this board policies and procedures manual drafted January 3rd, 2007, I could not find it, and it keeps being referred to, and I do not find any place that it was ever passed. So I think that is not even a valid thing. Second of all, with regard to whether or not there's a governance committee at all, the governance committee was deactivated during the time that Harvey Wasserman was the chair. Third, now we come to the crux of it. If we have a governance committee, what is it to do? And that is what I have laid out here. It's already been read. And basically, it's to be involved in governance. I'm not going to read it again because it would take too long. The governance committee should be composed. This motion says it should be composed of the officers plus three members of the LSB elected by the LSB using the single transferable vote. And I want to note that the method that was laid out in the 2021 motion about the governance committee is not a valid way of putting people on the local station board, any committees, because all committees of the local station board have to be elected by the single transferable vote. So the method of just letting three people or as many people as want to come to the meetings become members and voting members is not valid according to our bylaws, which require that all committees be elected by the LSB by the single transferable vote. There was another point that I wanted to make, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay. How are we doing?
Anyway, so I think that I'm probably about at my time. So I will thank you and hope that we can move forward and have a governance committee. Oh, and the also the last thing is that the governance committee would not be involved in setting the agenda because we're hoping that we have another motion to follow Robert's Rules of Order in setting the agenda, and we have that template, and we would just use
the template. I think that's your time. I haven't heard this.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't hear anybody, but that's fine.
I didn't hear anybody either, but my internal sense is.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Now, do I hear somebody who wants to speak against this motion?
And my hand is raised, Ian, and I wanted to speak against it.
Okay, Ian, and then I see Janine. You want to speak also later after the other person? Is that
correct?
Right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So go ahead, Ian.
So I believe the director was incorrect in what she said in just about every point. I've been on this LSB twice before. In 2007, when that was drafted, the policies and procedures manual was adopted by the board. I think it was Grace Aaron who put it forward and put it all together. And there is no requirement in the bylaws as to how local station boards seat their own committees. That is
Article 15, the bylaws speak, Section 1.
Objection. To the PNB. That speaks to the committees of the PNB, not to the bylaws. The bylaws do not address how the LSB handles their own committees.
Jan, this is Ian's
time. I apologize.
Okay, please. Go ahead, Ian.
So this is how we've done things for more than a decade. And I was there when we did this in the past. And the thing is, not everyone wants to be on every committee. And there's also supposed to be members of the public on the committee. And that's how things are supposed to be done. We're supposed to have public input, not just from amongst ourselves. And that's why it's, you know, this is an entirely inappropriate motion that Jan's putting forward. It's top down. It centralizes the authority and the control of the majority. And it doesn't leave any adequate room for input from the public. And it also it doesn't address any of the other committees. They're all standing committees, by the way. And I don't know how a standing committee could be shut down. I mean, I suppose it could be, but I don't know that she referred to the bylaws that she, pardon me. She referred to the minutes. There's huge chunks of the minutes that are missing. And Myla admitted that yesterday in the meeting we had. So, I gotta say this is, I heard time, but I didn't hear it called against Jan and she was going for five minutes.
Saying, did you hear that your time was up?
Did hear that. I'm wondering why I didn't hear it against Jan though.
No,
I wasn't able to unmute for Jan. Sorry. Yes.
That was a Gish Gallop and this is like the Brandolini effect. I now have to counter all the things she said.
That was Nikki speaking.
So I'd appreciate an extension of time since she was given that extra time.
I believe you've gone over about 30 seconds. I don't know. I'm not keeping time. I was just pointing it out. I was just trying to be helpful.
Okay. Can I have an extension since Jan was not brought to order?
You went over about the. Jeez.
I was interrupted several times. We're being officious in one direction, it seems like.
Mr. Chair.
You went over, I don't know how
maybe
much.
Maybe if you want to finish your thoughts, Ian. I'm sorry, it wasn't meant to be like, just again, I couldn't unmute for Jan. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So look, all I'm saying is that.
I'm going to give you another 15 seconds to wrap up. Go ahead.
Thank you. This motion does not address the Finance Committee, the Program Oversight Committee, any of the other standing committees, and it fundamentally reshapes the Governance Committee that should be done by the Governance Committee in committee meetings with full consultative impact from the public and from the board. And it's inappropriate to simply cast away the rest of the motion and deal only with the Governance Committee and reshape it into some sort of kangaroo court hanging committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there someone who wants to speak for the amendment now?
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. I'd like
to speak. Go ahead. Chair recognizes Myla. You have 90 seconds.
Thank you. A couple of things. One, regarding the January 2007 policies and procedures for the KPFK LSB that was drafted. Excuse me, in January of 2007, I went back and I looked at the minutes and listened to the meetings of the KPFK LSB starting in early fall of 2006 and continued through the spring of 2007. So about 8 months before and after that document was we saw the PDF of that document. It was never brought up or considered during that time period. So I don't know. At any rate, I just wanted to say that I'd love to see if someone thinks that it was passed that they bring some receipts and and tell us exactly when that was adopted and show some proof for it. In terms of this motion, I fully support because it brings our committee structure into compliance with the Pacifica National Board. I mean, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws that can be found in Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 10, Local Station Board Advisory Committees. And LSB that's where you can find it. Page 28 at the bottom, Section 7, Article 7, Section 10.
Thank you, Myla. And Chair recognizes Janine. 90 seconds.
Hi. Well, first, I want to address the issue. I have sent to the LSB multiple times my argument for not only is it the policies and procedures from 2007, but it's referencing to those policies and procedures in 2021. The idea that there should be some kind of documentation other than those two things where the board members are discussing the policies and procedures and referring to them as standing committees, these committees, I would say that if you do go back, which I have as well, Myla, there are, just at a glance, 2007, there are four meeting minutes missing. 2008, there are three meeting minutes missing. 2009, five. To 2010, there are 4 minutes meetings missing. So the idea that we need to point any more than we are, and not only that, but for decades, we have had a governance committee set an agenda. And in a very polite way, I have tried to encourage this body to say there would not be so much adversarial back and forth if the chair allowed input and discussion in a governance committee prior to this LSB meeting. There are people with a lot of experience that we could hash things out and the wording and the order and all of that could, and that is why it's in existence and it should be open to the public. We have our own, as I said in the substitute motion, we have a document that are guidelines for the committees and they include public. And once you have attended 3 meetings, you are part of the voting body of that subcommittee. The PNB bylaws should not be applied to this. And I believe it's being done to confuse the matter. These are our own committees. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Secretary. Let's take a vote and please clarify what we're voting for. This is on the amended resolution and let's take a vote of the people here.
Yes, sir. We are voting to
adopt the substitute.
The substitute, yes.
We are voting to adopt the substitute motion as the main motion, which if you, it is located at appendix number 5B. To vote yes.
Mr. Secretary, apologies. We're voting to adopt the substitute motion. We then have to go and adopt it as the main motion. We are voting to adopt the substitute motion.
Thank you for the correction. We are voting to adopt the substitute motion located at Appendix 5B. To vote yes means to adopt the substitute motion. To vote no means to not adopt the substitute motion. I will now call roll for this vote. Rodrigo Argueta. Welcome back. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Marisol Bilma.
No.
Marisol Bilma votes no. Thank you. Rachel Brunke.
No.
Rachel Brunke votes no. Thank you. Nanel Sateno. Excuse me, I forgot. Ace Estwick.
Come back to me, please.
I'll come back to you. Ariana Gladney is absent.
Ariana Gladney is here.
Oh, she's here.
Did she announce her presence earlier? Ariana Gladney, are you here?
I'm here. I missed the roll call. Come back to me.
Understood. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me, please.
I'll come back to you. Ian Johnston.
No.
Ian Johnson votes no. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Chipasha Luchembe votes yes. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. Brenda Martinez is absent. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Nancy Naparco votes yes. Robert Payne.
Votes yes.
Robert Payne votes yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Nancy Perlman votes yes. Milo Reason.
Yes.
Milo Reason votes yes. Janine Roan.
Just a moment.
No.
Janine Roan votes no. Oscar Ulloa.
Oscar Ulloa votes no.
Oscar Ulloa votes no. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Thank you. Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman votes yes. Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. Thank you. Coming back to the top. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Repeat, please.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Thank you. Ace Estwick.
Yes.
Ace Estwick votes yes. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney votes no. Thank you. Mickey Hahn.
No.
Mickey Hahn votes no. Thank you. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda Martinez, no. And for the record, I arrive at 10:50. Thank you.
Understood and noted. And Mr. Chair, would you like to make
a
vote on this?
Add it up and see where we are.
We have 12 yes, 10 no, and 1 abstain.
How many yes?
12.
12?
Yes, sir.
And 10 yes. Okay. So I guess the vote carries. That is, the vote carries. And then I'm going to call on Susan. Do we need to do more than that now?
Chair, I would go
to the original.
Point of information, can we know who voted? Can he just read off the names again, please? Because I have a different count.
Christina Avalos votes yes. Pardon me. My throat's getting a bit dry. Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Christina Avalos votes yes. Marisol Bielma votes no. Rachel Brunke votes no. Nanel Zatano is absent. Ace Estwick votes yes. Ariana Gladney votes no. Jan Goodman votes yes. Mickey Hahn votes no. Ian Johnston votes no. Velia Jones votes yes. Chipasha Luchembe votes yes. Jack Neff votes no. Brenda Martinez votes no. Nancy Naparco votes yes. Robert Payne votes yes. Nancy Perlman votes yes. Milo Reason votes yes. Janine Roan votes no. Oscar Ulloa votes no. Harvey Washman votes yes. Adam Ullman votes yes. And Carlos Zavala votes yes. And the chair abstained. So that counts for 12 yes, 10 no, 2 abstained.
Okay, the motion passes. Now, Susan Young, can you please...
Yes, so where the point you are now is that the substitute motion has become the main motion. And so there is a vote on the main motion. Janine Roan's motion to amend, if she still has it, is in order.
Okay, so... we're going to simply take the vote again to it, basically to ratify?
No, we're going to see if Janine Roan has a motion to amend the main motion as of now. The substitute motion is now the main motion.
Okay, all right.
Now it's appropriate for Janine Roan, if she has a motion to amend, to bring that forward.
Okay, Janine, I recognize you.
Well, I can just change the title to an amended motion, unless you're saying that I just need to change the result. I mean, it's a completely different. There is no whereas in her motion. There's
no whereases are needed.
Okay, so you know, I would say that the standing committees are already established with no evidence presented to the contrary. And therefore,
let me just point out, Janine, I think your disagreement was with the original motion put forward, by Mr. Yoa and Mr. Argueta that said reactivating, and Jan's motion did not start about reactivating. It just, goes to what the tasks are assigned to the governance committee.
All right. Well,
I think then that then it is timely to, vote for the, substitute motion now as the main motion.
Okay.
Right. So what I would do is my second paragraph where it says, whereas the duties of these committees are clearly stated in, the 2021 revision, governance, responsible for drafting agendas, all of those different things in that paragraph. I can read it out loud.
That is out of order.
Why?
It was basically a part of the original motion that has, that Jan's motion substituted for.
Actually, no, it wasn't. I'm referring to a revision of our policy, KPFK LSB policies and procedures dated in 2021, not this 2007 one, 2021, where it's very specific and these are in their minutes. And I forwarded these to the LSB. In their minutes, it defines their duties. And that's what I have in the second paragraph of my motion. So I would like to insert that as an amended part and change the resolved that all these standing committees are scheduled on KPFTX immediately to meet in the next 30 days and participation made available to the public members as well as the LSB board members using the version of the committee guidelines adopted by the KPFK in May of 2022. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the second paragraph and I'm amending the resolved, which there isn't even a resolved in hers. So it's the second and the fourth paragraphs that I am inserting into this motion.
So your motion pertains to more than the governance committee. This is the motion that has just been adopted as a substitute that we need to adopt as the main motion pertains to the governance committee. And it should be taken up at this time. Your motion is really a whole separate category.
Okay, well then let's just leave it for the governance. I mean, and to include the
leave it
committee.
For,
I mean,
for a separate,
I don't understand
it's
why
a,
I,
it's a separate and a new motion.
Actually, I would argue that it isn't. I would argue that, hold on, I'm sorry. I would argue that it's not. I think what she did is narrowed the scope of the motion to be just the governance committee. And the reality is that all of these are standing committees. So what I'm in my amendment, what I am doing is stating that these are all standing committees, finance, program, and we've all spoken.
And the original
Chair, point of order. If you do not allow other people to interrupt, then you should not allow someone who's not even part of our LSB to constantly interrupt.
She's trying to respond, but go ahead.
I know she is.
Complete your sentence. You have also interrupted, so we're all guilty of this. So let's go ahead. Complete your sentence and then let her respond, okay?
I would rather that John Tatum, who has his hand up, who is a legitimate parliamentarian, respond to this. What I am saying is how I am amending this motion is so that it does include the other, committees and argues that they are all standing committees and that they are ruled by our 2022 policies and procedures that were adopted by this body that year. That's what I'm arguing here. And what I'm saying is it's the second and the fourth paragraph in what I've posted in the chat.
Jan Goodman, may I have a point of information?
Go ahead, Jan.
would it be simpler to just take her motion, let us, as a substitute motion for my motion, vote it up or down, and then move forward? We can go around in circles, or we can just vote on it. Let's just vote on it as a substitute motion to what is now the main motion.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair, I think that's a reasonable outcome.
Okay.
So I would like to.
Is the motion, is her entire motion in writing for the body to be able to know what it is that it's voting on?
It's in the chat, and people can.
So can it be read by her or by the secretary?
That's what you're asking to be done right now?
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary. If I have permission, I will read the motion or substitute motion by Janine Roan that was posted in the chat.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Substitute motion regarding KPFK Governance Committee, submitted by Janine Roan. Whereas KPFK has standing committees of finance, governance, program oversight for over 18 years, as evidenced by both KPFK local station board policies and procedures dated 2007, as well as a revision was passed 10-17-21, where it refers to these committees as standing committees. Whereas the duties of these committees are clearly state in the revision as governance responsible for drafting agendas for LSB meetings and considering procedural motions, bylaws, amendments, and other similar business. Finance responsible for working with management on budget proposals and financial evaluation. Program oversight responsible for working with management to ensure that programming fulfills specific mission and serves the community, and that programming decisions and evaluations are fair and collaborative. And fundraising, responsible for organizing and implementing LSB's fundraising efforts. Whereas current members of the body who have tried to schedule these standing committees on KPFT for participation have been intimidated and threatened with citing the misuse of foundation resources, be it resolved that all these standing committees are scheduled on KPFTX immediately to meet in the next 30 days and participation made available to all public members, as well as the LSB board members using the version of committee guidelines for adopted by the KPFK LSB in May 2022.
Okay. Now, I'm a little confused. Susan, is this to be voted on as a whole separate amendment then?
So I think what Jan's suggestion was is to vote for it as a substitute motion. For the substitute motion that we just adopted, and note the original motion and the substitute motion that Jan brought in dealt only with the governance committee. What this substitute motion does is to address a series of committees for which I know at least there's one about finance that's coming up afterwards. Jan suggested as a way to settle this issue, go ahead and vote on the substitute motion that deals with a whole swath of.
Okay. All right. Janine?
Mr. Chair, is there any.
I'll recognize you, Myla, and then I want to know what Janine thinks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there would be an opportunity to speak against the substitute motion of Janine's.
Yes. If we get there, I will do that. Myla, okay. Janine?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? A point of information?
Go ahead, and then I want to hear from Janine. Go ahead.
I reposted the substance of Janine's earlier motion in the current chat. There are two chats.
Excuse me, we just had an earthquake.
Oh, really?
We just had a little shake.
How's everybody?
I felt it.
Mr. Chair, this is Secretary. If I may give some advice real quick.
Go ahead, Lee.
If the earthquake or shaking gets any worse, and it's, so long as it's just minor, if it gets any worse, make sure you shelter underneath any doorways or in a bathtub. And keep yourself safe. If for whatever reason you need to excuse yourself to any danger that may pose itself, do so, and we'll note that. But if it's minor, that's minor.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Janine?
Yeah, I think that's fine. And I'd like to speak in favor of it, if that's what we're going to do. Sure. It would be short because I think I've made a lot of argument for it already, but I'd like a very one last statement if we're going to do that.
Yeah, you have motivated it quite well. So I think we'll hear an opposition and then you can come back and do it again and then another opposition. So that makes sense. Okay. So it has been read and, let's see. So I'm going to have Myla and then Janine and then another opposition because you've taken plenty of time to motivate it very well. Okay. Myla, you're up and then Janine and then I don't know who else wants to speak. I'll ask at the time. Go ahead. Go ahead, yeah. Myla.
Thank you. I oppose this sweeping motion. I was on the governance committee at a time when the governance committee was setting the agenda for the meetings, when anybody who attended three meetings in a row, as long as they were a member of KPFK, could participate in setting the agenda for the local station board. And what happened often and way too often was that we would have meetings that were very unproductive with a lot of disruption that would go on for hours and hours and hours during which the agenda was never settled or even came close to being settled. And it is the practice of most boards the responsibility of setting the agenda is given to the chair and with the help of the secretary. And it isn't a big free-for-all where anyone and everyone can waste people's time by participating in exercises in total frustration. And I think Tatanka's been very fair. He's been asking for people to make suggestions, and I know some people feel aggrieved, but I think Tatanka's been extraordinarily fair and even-handed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Janine?
This is more of an appeal to the people that I don't know, that I haven't met in person, which used to happen with in-person meetings, to the newcomers here, as well as the veterans that don't know the governance committee. I'm really appealing to you. It's starting to become so disrespectful to those of us that work hard for this station and care about it to not have the input on the business that's conducted. And this would alleviate some of this, most of this, I would say, by giving the respect to the other members. I had an informal governance committee this Saturday, and I asked Myla if she had participated in any of these secret meetings that are conducted to construct the agenda, and she wouldn't answer.
Point of personal privilege.
So there are these meetings.
Point of personal privilege.
Hold on. Don't interrupt. I understand. I understand.
Mischaracterizing what occurred.
I would ask the members to consider that there are meetings taking place to construct the agenda. We're just not invited. And what this does is open the process. And once we are respected, then these meetings can be conducted much more smoothly. I've seen it happen. I was secretary of this board for 2 years. I've seen it happen. What's happening right now is dysfunction because we're not following this protocol. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I will recognize you, Myla, to speak in opposition, and then we'll go to a vote.
That's okay. I just, this is like Rashomon. Janine and I have such completely different versions of what we both participated in yesterday. And I don't like people speaking, saying that I said something. You can ask me directly, but there haven't been any formal meetings that I have attended.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say? You have 90 seconds to speak.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
In the middle of, I don't know, Susan, do you take a point of order in the middle of somebody speaking? Susan, is that, I don't know what the rules are for that.
Point of orders are allowed to interrupt people, Mr. Chair. This is Ian Johnson. I'm simply trying to point out that you had said that there would be two allowed to speak, one, back and forth. And I was going to say, if you're only going to allow Janine and Myla to speak, I would like to be added to the stack. I have my hand.
I want to answer that, please. I want to answer that. I said that, and Janine agreed that she'd spoken quite a bit on that. I said, you have motivated it quite well. Then there will be a no. Then you'll have another chance to speak. And then there will be another no. Sometimes somebody has motivated for quite some time, and that's the first yes. So we've done it fairly. Okay. Now, please, I want to, this is in the middle of Myla's 90-second response. You're, in the name of free speech, you're interrupting. Please.
Mr. Chair, I believe Myla gave her 90-second response. Then I believe that Janine motivated, Myla gave her 90-second. It's now Ian's turn and then Jam's.
What I understood was that I'm disagreeing because I want to find out if this is correct, that Janine had been, as she'd been speaking quite long, she had motivated it, and then we heard a no, and then we had her another yes and another no.
Myla did not speak against it again. She just talked about what happened at the meeting.
Okay, that's correct. So, all right. So,
I would like to say no.
I will recognize you.
No, after Ian.
Okay, all right. Then I misunderstood. I apologize for misunderstanding. I guess we give Ian a chance and go ahead, and then Jan afterwards. Go ahead, Ian.
I appreciate you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the generous opportunity to speak against us, for Janine's motion. It's, her points are well taken, that we have such problems getting through, agreeing to our agendas here, because they're being approved in an occulted fashion where there's no input except from one side of the board. Only the majority gets to set the agenda. And chairs are not kings. They serve at the pleasure of the body, in theory. And the body may have disagreements within the majority, even, about what we want to discuss. I, for years, served on the governance committee under Rico Ross and Steve Weatherwax and several other people. And it was never a problem. You can hardly get enough people from the board to attend these meetings. But it is important, because not only should the governance committee be doing things like setting up our policies and procedures, it should be setting the agenda in a fashion with comedy and a consociational, consensus-based way. And I would like to say that I was at that meeting yesterday. A direct question was posed to Myla, and she did not answer it. Thank you.
All right. Jen, your response.
Yes. So first of all, I would like to say that the Article 15, I just posted it again. Article 15 actually does say that it specifically applies to LSBs also, and that is to say that all committees should be elected by the single transferable vote. And the motion that I am proposing allows three people to be on the governance committee that are elected by the single transferable vote. And it also allows the officers to be on the governance committee. And the governance committee does include among the duties that would be to review motions to make sure that they are set out and formatted correctly, and so that they can be presented to the LSB in a good and understandable format. And the governance committee, it sets out all of the various tasks for the governance committee. And the idea that we have that whoever shows up at a meeting for three meetings in a row becomes a member and a voting member is a little kind of crazy making, and it's anti-democratic because the members of all of Pacifica voted to elect the members of the LSB, and to then say whoever just shows up at a meeting three times gets to, you know, set the agenda, be on the finance committee, and do these various things is actually anti-democratic, as opposed to, because it wipes out of the votes of all of the thousands of members of KPFK who voted to elect the actual members of the LSB. Is my 90 seconds up yet? Where am I? Hello?
Yes. Sorry. It's over. I said time a little
okay.
bit. It's
okay.
A Thank minute you. Over almost.
I didn't want to.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. So in sum, I hope that everyone will vote no on this motion of the substitute motion by Jeanine Rome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Secretary, let's take a vote. Make it clear we're voting on here.
Yes, sir. We are voting on Jeanine Rome's substitute motion regarding the Governance Committee motion. To vote yes is to vote the substitute motion up. To vote no means to vote it down. I will now call the roll for the vote. Rodrigo Argueta. Welcome back. Cristina Avalos.
No.
Cristina Avalos votes no. Thank you. Marisol Bielma.
Can you please come back to me?
Will do. Rachel Brunke.
Sorry, come back to me.
I'll come back to you. Ninel Sateno. She's absent. Ace Estwick.
No.
Ace Estwick votes no. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
Come back to me.
I'll come back to you. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan Goodman votes no. Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me, please.
I'll come back to you. Ian Johnston. I'll come back to you. Avelia Jones.
No.
I'm sorry, I vote yes.
Avelia Jones votes no.
I vote
Ian
yes.
Johnston votes yes. Received
Thank
both.
You.
Chipasha Lechembe.
No.
Chipasha Lechembe votes no. Thank you. Jack Neff.
Yes.
Jack Neff votes yes. Thank you. Brenda Martinez. I'll come back. Nancy Naparco.
No.
Nancy Naparco votes no. Robert Payne.
Votes no.
Robert Payne votes no. Thank you. Nancy Perlman.
Votes no.
Me?
You!
No!
Nancy, making sure Nancy Perlman's voting no, correct?
Correct.
All right. Nancy Perlman votes no. Thank you. Milo Reason.
No.
Milo Reason votes no. Thank you. Jeanine Rohn.
I vote yes.
Jeanine Rohn votes yes. Oscar Ulloa.
Okay.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey Wasserman votes no. Thank you. Adam Woolman.
No.
Adam Woolman votes no. Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
No.
Carlos Zavala votes no. Thank you. Coming back to the top. Rodrigo Argueta. No answer. Abstaining. Marisol Bielma.
May I make a quick comment?
No, it's a yes or no vote.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Thank you. Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke votes yes. Thank you. Ninel Sateno is absent. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Han votes yes. Thank you. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda, yes.
Brenda Martinez votes yes. Thank you. And going back to Rodrigo Argueta, because I am aware he has issues with his mic. No answer. Rodrigo Argueta abstains. Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter?
Yeah, I'll vote no.
Chair votes no. Tally comes out to 9 yes, 13 no, and 2 abstain.
Okay, that was voted down. What do we do now, Susan?
I have myself on mute because I'm in a family home with lots of other things happening.
Okay.
Go to the next agenda item. You've gotten good work done.
Okay. All right. We have 10 minutes till time.
Apologies. My apologies. You've got to vote on what the substitute motion that was adopted. Jan's motion needs to be voted on as the main motion. Apologies.
Okay. We're hearing from Jan's motion is the main motion. Secretary, take the vote. Restate what we're doing, and then so it's clear what yes is and no is, and then take the vote.
Yes, sir. We are voting on Jan Goodman's substitute motion, which is located at appendix item number 5B. Yes is to vote this motion up and adopt it. To vote no is to not adopt it. I will now call the roll call. Rodrigo Argueta. I'll come back to you. Cristina Avalos.
Yes.
Cristina Avalos votes yes. Marisol Bioma.
No.
Marisol Bioma votes no. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back to you. Nanel Sateno. She's absent. Ace Estwick.
Yes.
Ace Estwick votes yes. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney votes no. Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman votes yes. Thank you. Nikki Han.
Abstain.
Nikki Han abstains. Ian Johnston.
No.
Ian Johnston votes no. Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Thank you. Chipasha Lochembe.
Yes.
Chipasha Lochembe votes yes. Thank you. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. Thank you.
And note, Rodrigo is having connection problems.
Duly noted and thank you. Brenda Martinez. I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Nancy Naparco votes yes. Thank you. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne votes yes.
Robert Payne votes yes. Thank you. Nancy Perlman.
Nancy Perlman votes yes.
Nancy Perlman votes yes. Thank you. Myla Reason.
Myla Reason votes yes.
Myla Reason votes yes. Thank you. Janine Roan.
I vote no, Janine.
Janine Roan votes no. Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
No.
Repeat, please. I'll come back to you as I am not receiving you very well on the mic. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Thank you. Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Adam Woolman votes yes. Thank you.
Chair, Nanel Carlos is Savant. Trying to call in. Yes. I'm just letting you know.
Yes. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. Thank you. Coming back to the top. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Rachel Brunke.
Sorry, I was away. Yeah, no.
Rachel Brunke votes no. Thank you. Nanel Sateno.
Hello?
I'm hearing you now, and I'm marking you as present, and I also need your vote, yes or no.
No.
Nanel Sateno votes no. Thank you. Nikki Han abstained. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda Martinez, no.
Brenda Martinez votes no. Thank you. And Oscar Ulloa.
Oscar Ulloa, no.
Oscar Ulloa votes no. Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter? Mr. Chair?
Pardon me?
Would you like to take a vote on this matter?
Yes, yes. I vote yes.
Chair votes yes. The vote comes out to 13 yeses, 10 noes, and 1 abstain. Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. That passes. All right. Where are we with time? 1:24. Okay, next business is motion regarding time and place of future LSB meetings. Please,
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
The item also contains 5C, which is the motion submitted which regards the financial committee.
Okay. That's what I thought I had. Okay. All right. So you can read that.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Myla. Go ahead.
We're 5 minutes away from time certain to adjourn. And we haven't, I think I would like to move that we have announcements from the board because I don't think we have adequate time to address the next motion and the Zoom. I really need to close the Zoom.
Yeah, I think that's well taken. Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Janine.
Well, seeing how we have 7 items of old business, I would like to see us continue the meeting until we finish this next item, which is the future meetings being in person, which I also think would greatly help the interpersonal relationships of the board. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a comment also to Tonka. This is Rachel.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Just a quick suggestion. Whatever we do now.
Rachel's not a member of the LSB, is she?
Oh,
yes,
oh.
I
she
am.
Is. She is.
Yes. Yes.
A bigger part. Oh, sorry. Thank Rachel Brunke.
Sorry. There's been confusion this whole time. I'm not sure who that other one is. That we bring this old business to the top next time, whatever hasn't been carried. That's just, it's getting ridiculous. It's not fair. So anyway, whatever happens this time, next time, bring it to the top. That's my idea.
Yeah. Okay. You know, there are several things I wanted to vote on here. One was a recommendation of Roberts of Rules of Order, but we won't get to vote on that either, which I think would help solve this problem that we have in the backlog. So now
Mr. Chair, my hand's raised. Can I be recognized, please?
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to make a motion that we extend time for a half hour, please.
All right. That's a motion extending time for a half hour.
I second that motion.
All right. Seconded.
That'll take a 2/3 vote.
All right. It will take a 2/3 vote. Let's take the secretary, please take the roll on this.
Yes, sir. We have Ian Johnson's motion to extend the meeting by 30 minutes. To vote yes is to extend the meeting by 30 minutes. To vote no is to end at time certain, previously stated on the agenda. I will now take the roll call. Rodrigo Argueta. Welcome back. Christina Avalos.
No, I can't stay.
Christina Avalos votes no. Thank you. Marisol Bielma.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Thank you. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back to you. Danelle Sateno.
Let me come back.
I'll come back to you. Ace Estwick. I'll come back to you. Ariana Gladney.
Come back to me.
I'll come back to you. Jan Goodman.
Come back to me.
I'll come back to you. Nikki Hahn.
No.
Nikki Hahn votes no. Thank you. Ian Johnston.
Mansoor.
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Ian Johnston, I'll come back to you. Yes, yes. Ian Johnston, I got you. Ian Johnston votes yes. Thank you. Avelia Jones.
I reluctantly say no.
Evelia Jones votes no. Thank you. Chapashlu Chembe.
Nyet.
Chapashlu Chembe votes no. Thank you. Jack Neff.
Yes.
Jack Neff votes yes. Thank you. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda, yes.
Brenda Martinez votes yes. Thank you. Nancy Naparco.
No.
Welcome. Nancy Naparco votes no. Thank you. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne votes no.
Robert Payne votes no. Thank you. Nancy Perlman.
Nancy Perlman votes no.
Nancy Perlman votes no. Thank you. Milo Reason.
I vote no. This is Milo.
Milo Reason votes no. Thank you. Janine Roan.
Yes.
Janine Roan votes yes. Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Oscar Ulloa, yes.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Wasserman votes no. Thank you. Adam Woman.
No.
Adam Woman votes no. Thank you. Carlos Zavala. I'll come back.
No.
Carlos Zavala votes no. Thank you. Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Rachel Brunke votes yes. Thank you. Nanelle Sateno.
Yes.
Nanelle Sateno votes yes. Thank you. Ace Estwick.
I'm sorry, I missed what we're voting on. I lost my connection.
Extending by 30 or not?
Oh, yes.
Ace Estwick votes yes. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney votes no. Thank you. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan Goodman votes no. Thank you. And Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Say again.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta votes yes. Thank you. And Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this matter?
No, just add it up. Let me know what it is.
Yes, sir. 10 yes, 13 no, 1 abstain.
Okay. Point of order, Mr. Chair. I call the orders of the day then.
It's now 1:31. It's now 1:32. Time certain to end the meeting. This is for the third meeting in a row. I don't have what I want to say, but I won't say it now. And I really appreciate everybody showing up. And let's talk between now and the next meeting. This includes you and me, Janine. Let's try to figure out how we can move this forward, take care of business. This is our LSB business meeting, and we are falling far short of where we need to be. Okay. Bless everybody. I hope the earthquake doesn't come back and hit us all with a larger one. And my name is Tatanka Bricka. This is the LSB meeting for KPFK on March 9th, Sunday. And it is concluding at 1:33 time certain Pacific Daylight Time. The meeting is adjourned. See you next time.